Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my heart, it is thine own. It shall be thy royal throne. Amen. It is good to be home again after a time away. The greatest gift of being able to get away is to have some perspective. With time for prayer and reflection, I was filled with a sense of gratitude for the abundant life we have here at Holy Cross. Faith, love, and commitment abide here in this congregation, and we have much work to do in a world that needs healing and grace. But in the mire of our day-to-day tasks, it's really easy to lose sight of the larger picture. Walking the beach, I asked for clarity of vision for this parish as we grow spiritually and relationally. To understand our mission and purpose as the body of Christ, we must ask ourselves some weighty questions. What is the character and narrative of this parish family? What values guide our practices, and how do they reflect our love for Christ? We are poised to make a difference in the world, my friends, if our purpose is founded in our identity as Christ followers. Now, as I pondered these weighty questions, a word came to mind very clearly. It was the word surrender. And I was immediately reminded of the movie The Wizard of Oz and that visual of the Wicked Witch coming in on her broom and spelling out, "Surrender, Dorothy." And the feeling I had as a child that surely evil would have the last word. But as an adult, I see surrender with a little less fear. Recognizing and letting go of those things that are stumbling blocks in our lives that keep us from following the way of Christ, it's a choice for us. And many people choose not to even ponder those things. It takes courage and imagination to believe that when we let go, God will fill the gap. If we become followers of Jesus, we are not less vulnerable. We are more vulnerable. We are not more secure. We are more susceptible to suffering. We are not more comfortable. We, in fact, live on the edges of life. It's human nature to want to hold on to what makes us feel secure and safe. But we must leave those things behind if we are to be free to choose. You see, the cross is not just a symbol of our salvation, but a place of intersection in our lives from which we must choose a way to go forward. But what in the world does it mean to be a Christ follower with all of the competing voices and priorities in this life? How do we make that intentional choice of a cross-shaped life? When Jesus invited his disciples to take up their cross and follow him, what he meant was leave your entire world behind and learn a new way of being in the world. Peter was all in. he worshiped his Lord. And Peter could not even imagine when Jesus said that he would suffer at the hands of the high priests and the Pharisees and the scribes. And he said, "God forbid it." And Jesus rebuked him as a stumbling block for setting his eyes on the things of the world and not seeing the larger perspective. In those times, people wrestled with how to stand up to an imperial Roman army that occupied their land in this system of privilege and power. And in their fear, they longed for a mighty warrior Messiah to come and overcome these forces of domination. But Jesus introduced a different vision, one that embraced forgiveness and love and mercy and compassion rather than violence and hatred and retribution. The fulfillment of his purpose revolved around the cross and his embrace of sacrificial love. Ultimately, through the cross, love prevailed. Our journey of faith will bring us all to that crossroads. The question is, will we decide to go forward? Will we choose that path of sacrificial life? No matter the generation, there will always be tension between the community of faith and its surrounding culture. The church is supposed to be set apart, made holy, by focusing on divine things. So we too are invited in this generation to live lives shaped by a cross of love and compassion and mercy. Are we ready to lose our lives as we know them for Christ's sake? If we turn to our second lesson today from Paul's letter to the Romans, we get a much clearer idea of what exactly it means to live a cross-shaped life. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Rejoice in hope. Persevere in prayer. Be patient in suffering. So far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Fair enough, you might think. I can do that. But then Jesus goes on to tell us that we have to live beyond what we can imagine. Bless your persecutors. Never pay back evil with evil. Never try to get revenge. If your enemy is hungry, give him something to eat. If thirsty, give him something to drink. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That's a pretty tall order. Renowned theologian Henry Nouwen wrote about Paul's words. He said, "These words cut to the heart of our spiritual life. They make it clear what it means to choose life, not death, to choose blessings, not curses. But what is asked of us here goes against the grain of our human nature. We will only be able to act according to Paul's words," he says, "by knowing with our whole being that what we're asked to do for others is what's already been done for us by God." We are about to embark upon a new program year here at Holy Cross. With intention and purpose, we will set our course to understand with our hearts and our minds what it means to be a Christ follower, what it means to take up our cross. We will explore the attributes of Christ, the things that we are asked to emulate. And we will incorporate these into the character and values of this faith family. We will strive to integrate these attributes into our practices inside and outside these walls. We will learn together how to be the body of Christ. We are on a unique but communal journey. Some at the very beginning, some are at the crossroads, some have already found a way forward. One thing is certain. We need all of our gifts to go out into a world that often chooses hatred and revenge over grace. We need God and we need one another to never lose sight of that larger picture. So my challenge to each one of you this year is to take one step deeper in your journey towards a cross-oriented life. Try something new this year to step out of your comfort zone. Loosen your grasp and allow the Spirit to guide you in your next steps forward. Depend upon the words of Paul we hear today to focus your vision, to guide your actions. Together, we will face our fears of surrender, and we'll pray for one another and with one another when we cannot possibly see how God will fill the gap. We are poised to make a difference in the world, my friends, if and only if our purpose is grounded in our identity as Christ followers. I ask you to join me this year in this great adventure as we seek to choose a cross-shaped life. Amen.